Agenda item number 9, discussion and possible action on drought contingency plan update. Brad Burnett, with Service Manager.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and go to the next slide, please. We have a drought contingency plan, and we've had one, I don't know how, when we already had the first drought plan, but through the years, the TCEQ has gotten more involved in having regulatory requirements for having a drought plan, but in addition to their regulatory requirement for us to have a drought plan, it's to our benefit, and it's wise for us to have one. And when we were going through the drought in 2011, we were in some stage of drought at every reservoir in our system last year, and whenever we would go out and have drought meetings with our customers, the problem with these droughts that we have is when they start, you never know how bad it's going to get, and you never know when it's going to be over. And so the way that I look at the drought plan, it's a measure to help you buy time. As you start getting dry, you want to start ratcheting back your water use to buy time so that you can extend your supplies as long as you can, given the uncertainties of the drought. Again, our plan that we're operating under now was last updated in 2007, and we were actually in the process of starting to do some updates to it the latter part of 2010, right before we got into the drought. And ultimately, once we got into the middle of the drought and started hitting trigger levels, it didn't make sense to try to change the rules of the game while we were in the middle of the game. And so we opted to wait to consider it when the drought ended, and fortunately that was the case. The TCEQ requires us to update it every 5 years anyway, so we're pretty much in line with where we need to be on timing. The 2011 drought, going through that drought, actually highlighted some things that I think we needed to improve that had we not gone through the drought, we may not have caught and may have overlooked when we did update it. This slide here just summarizes some of the significant changes that we're proposing. I'm not going to go through the entire plan in detail, but we're going to talk about these major changes here, or changes that I term as significant. Go ahead and go to the next slide. One of the changes is that in this update, we're proposing 4 trigger levels as opposed to 3. And if we just go through each one of these, we've always had stage 1, 2, and 3, but we've added a stage 4 in the proposed update. Also, when you look at stage 1 there, it says that, you know, we consider the Palmer Hydrological Drought Index and the lake level, so that there's this drought index we're looking at now. If it's a negative 2 or below, then that would put us into stage 1. Or we have our lake level trigger that would put us into stage 1. And that's a change from the past too. Our current plan was based solely on lake levels and storage in the reservoirs. And one of the things that, it became apparent as we went through the drought and others as well, that when you go into a drought, if your lake's full, your lakes a lot of times are the last thing to start showing the effects of that drought. And so by adding this Palmer Hydrological Drought Index, it's an index that's produced by the Weather Service that we're able to look at on a reservoir-by-reservoir basis. And if we're going into a drought, and let's say we're 3 or 4 months into the drought, the reservoir could still be pretty full, but it's getting dry. And so this gives us another trigger to basically have a little bit quicker heads up and to get into our drought plan so that people are thinking about it sooner. So that adding that Palmer trigger level index to stage 1 is new. If you skip stage 2 and let's go down to stage 3, we've defined that as the greater of 40% capacity or 1 year of supply. And so there's really not a magic number there, but that's a reasonable assumption for us to make, I think. And then stage 1 or stage 2 is just the midpoint between stage 1 when we're talking about the lake storage part of stage 1 and stage 3. And again, we added the new stage 4 for drought curtailment, and it's the greater of 20% capacity or 6 months supply remaining. I've got another slide on that one, or as we get a little bit further along. Let's go ahead and go to the next one. This is also new. In addition to the trigger levels, we have lake storage or elevation trigger levels for every reservoir in the system. So when you look in our plan, you can see when we would go to stage 1 based on a lake elevation or a storage. At Lake Georgetown, we also have these triggers that we're proposing that are based on our ability to pump water from Stillhouse Hollow. You know, it doesn't do any good if Stillhouse Hollow is completely full if we have problems with the pipeline or if Lake Georgetown is in a significant drought. And so that's the reason we think it was wise to consider our ability to actually move water, not only how much water is in the reservoirs, but our ability to move water through the pipeline. And so what we're proposing for Lake Georgetown, in addition to the storage and the Palmer index that I mentioned on the first page, we could also go into our drought stages based on these levels here. And stage 1 would be when we've been pumping water for 1 month straight. Stage two would be when we've been pumping water for a year straight, and stage three would be when we had experienced drought conditions that were basically worse than the drought record for a two-year period. And then stage four is labeled disruption in Williamson County Regional Waterline Pumping. We've got that in every one of the stages, and one of the things that you might remember last year when we had some issues with the intake structure and we had to go to stage three immediately because we were having to correct those issues and we weren't sure how long it would take. Our drought plan really wasn't set up for us to do that explicitly, and so adding that provision here gives us the ability to deal with a major disruption. If we had a long-term problem, you know, I don't know what it would be, but if something happened to that structure or the pipeline that took months to fix, we could deal with that under stage three or four versus a problem that might take a week or 2 weeks to fix. We could deal with that under stage one, and we would just have to determine that at the time. Go to the next slide. The goal of our drought plan is to manage our supply and to buy time as we go through a drought. And this slide shows our water use reduction targets, and it compares what we have in the current plan that we've been operating under versus what we're proposing for the future. And you can see there that the proposed new targets are significantly more aggressive than what we've had in the past. And I think 2011 was an eye-opener for us and a lot of other folks that, you know, if we don't have a drought worse than the drought of record, you know, we don't really have a lot to worry about because theoretically our system can take us through that drought. But when we were in 2011, not knowing how long it was going to go, we realized that, hey, you know, we probably need to get a little bit more aggressive on our water use reduction or else, you know, we're not really going to buy ourselves that much time. And so you can see the numbers there at stage one. We're going from basically just an awareness under our current plan to 5% voluntary reduction under the new plan. And then stage two, three, and four from 10% down to 30% there. We actually went back and did some analysis on the reservoir system and looked at drought data just to see if we did implement these reductions, how much time would that buy us? And you're going to get a different answer depending on what drought you look at or how significant it is and how it, you know, if it comes on real strong early or late. So again, you're going to get different answers. But what we found was that with our current levels of reduction, we were basically just extending our supply a matter of weeks. And so what we're looking at with these new trigger or these new water use reduction levels, we're looking at 6 months, possibly as long as a year. And, you know, that's given us some actual measurable time where what we had before really didn't do that. Next slide. And I mentioned this earlier. This is a new stage that we've added for the worst of drought conditions, and hopefully we'll never see this stage. But the intent of adding this new stage to the plan was to provide a little bit more specificity with regard to requirements during this worst possible scenario if we ever got to this point. If you look at our existing plan, it alluded to pro rata curtailment within stage three somewhere, but there really wasn't any defining or triggering mechanism that would say, okay, today we're just in regular stage three and tomorrow we're going to go to this, you know, mandatory pro rata contract curtailment type scenario. And so we've added that stage to try to give a little bit more specificity and understanding to how that would work. Another set of requirements that we incorporated were requirements from the Lower Colorado River Authority for the water that we purchase from them that's ultimately going to be transferred and used in Williamson County. So we have to make our drought plan mirror their requirements since the source of the water for those contracts is going to come from their system. And so basically that's what we've done here. Currently, all of the water that we have contracted that we purchased from LCRA is contracted to Round Rock, and they're not using any of that water yet. I believe they expect to start using it in 2014, and so once water use actually begins under that contract, we would have to work on, you know, drought stage notifications and water use reductions that are consistent with what LCRA has, and that's what we've tied into our plan. The TCEQ requires opportunity for customer comments and public input in the process. And if you recall back earlier this summer when we were having our water customer meetings, we briefed these changes at each of the three water customer meetings that we had throughout the basin back in July. And following up on that, we sent letters to all of our customers letting them know that we had the draft plan posted on the homepage of our website, and it was out there for anyone that wanted to review and comment on it for a little bit over a month. We ultimately received 14 comments by the deadline that we set, and I think it was September the 10th was the deadline. 13 of those 14 were basically a form letter that was submitted by some of the property owners and residents around Lake Limestone that had criticisms with the public notice process. One of their other comments were that we didn't address recreation and lakeside property interests, that the notification requirements for when we go into our new drought plan were not adequate of letting the public know, that our trigger levels and the actions that we proposed weren't adequate. I think that's about all of them. And we really looked at those comments, but ultimately we felt like, you know, basically they were commenting on every aspect of the plan. And from a water supply standpoint, there's rationale and there's logic behind the levels that we set to go forward. And so we ultimately chose not to make any changes to the plan based on those comments. We did reply back to all of those folks with our response and our reasoning for not doing so. The LCRA comment letter was basically just to address consistency with the table I showed you earlier. And we did get another comment from the city of Belton that was after our deadline, but it was a good comment that clarified part of the plan that made it read better, and so we were able to take care of that. Let's go to the next one, please. Okay, moving forward, we've got new trigger levels, and when we look at the new trigger levels that we're proposing, we're actually at or below some of those trigger levels. So if we adopt the new drought plan today, we're going to be putting ourselves into stage one here in the next couple of months. We had the heavy rain and the runoff early this year that pretty much filled all of our lakes up except Possum Kingdom. It was the only one that didn't significantly refill. But if you think back through the year, that heavy rain, runoff-producing rain ended about March. And from April on, we've had some rain here and there, but it hasn't really produced any runoff to bring the reservoirs up. And so our storage has declined from about 96% early in the year down to about 82% full today. And we're again nearing some of those trigger levels. And if we adopt the new plan, we'll be in stage one at Lake Proctor, as well as stage one for the Possum Kingdom Granbury Whitney part of the system. And we started pumping water through the Williamson County raw water line on October the 9th, so we've got that trigger I showed you earlier. When we've been moving water for a month, we would go to stage one at Lake Georgetown, so we're a couple of weeks away from that as well. I believe we turned the pumps off in February or March of this year, so the pumps had been off 7 or 8 months until October the 9th. We hit our trigger level there to start pumping. I think that's the last slide that I have. Again, I have a resolution for consideration of adoption of the plan, but I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Please read the resolution.
Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the drought contingency plan as presented at the October 29th, 2012 Board of Directors meeting and prepared in conformance with the requirements of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, TCEQ, is hereby adopted and supersedes the drought contingency plan dated June 5th, 2007. And be it further resolved that the general manager / CEO is directed to submit the adopted Brazos River Authority drought contingency plan to the TCEQ.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is it a motion to adopt? Leroy, and second. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt? Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Bashirs?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?